I'm Brad Staggs in the WBAP afternoon show, and I was we're almost on cruise season. We're almost up to cruise season. I've never been a big cruise fan. Cruise ships, not Ted Cruz, big difference. But apparently there is a big to-do right now on the cruise ships because they are really turning their noses up at the pots, as in marijuana. Cruise travelers who either are medically licensed to carry it with them and partake, or those who are, recreational smokers, or even the gummies, I guess. That's kind of odd. The gummies thing is kind of weird. But apparently cruise ships are really cracking down to the point where I guess they might even have drug dogs. That's why J-Man Joyner is joining us once again from the Weed and Whiskey show and podcast over on the YouTubes. And J-Man, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. So what's going on with the cruise ships cracking down on the is it edibles too?
It's any marijuana or CBD derivative. Joseph, I believe that they only want people to get high on the high seas if they're buying the booze from the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Kind of like Vegas, they want you out of your hotel room down gambling. So they want you to be buying their own form of intoxicant on the cruise ship.
And then I can understand that, smoking of marijuana, it puts out an odor. Some people might not like that, might be on a balcony. But they let people smoke cigars and pipes. To me, those are just as offensive.
Well, and does this have more to do with following laws than it does with keeping people comfortable, who don't partake on the ship?
Yeah, that's got to be a big part of it. Because they're going to multiple ports, multiple countries, trying to navigate the quagmire of all the different rules. Is it legal here? Is it not legal there? I know that's an issue, but you brought up the gummies or the topicals, something that my 85-year-old mother rubs a THC cream that we smuggle out of Colorado because can't get it here in Texas on her foot for plantar fasciitis. She doesn't get high, but she can walk, and I think
right.
That's a good thing. So, the gummies, if you eat enough of them, you get high. But most senior people, they're doing those to get good sleep, to get relaxation of their muscles for a little bit of pain instead of taking an opioid. So I think you're going to have to address this in the future, though.
Is it getting worse? I mean, has this been a common policy for cruise ships in the past, or is this something that just reared its head?
Maybe the lucky thing is because it kind of depends. There's instances where people have been caught with some marijuana and they take it and confiscate it and say, don't do that again. But another situation is they get deported. A young fella got deported in Jamaica where it's legal to get the marijuana if you're a tourist. And he and his mother had to make their own accommodations to get back to America. Kicked him right off the boat because he had a medical marijuana card.
Whoa. Wow. That's kind of wild because, in Jamaica, and when you go there from the airport, if you go to one of the resorts on a bus, they make that pit stop. Are you familiar with that? And if I was down there the first time I went, it's like, why are we stopping at this cheesy little, it looked like a snack shop. And then I peered around, oh, that's what they're doing. So that's kind of wild that they are kicking people off the boat for that. And they've got like drug dogs sniffing around people too, right?
They sure do. Carnival and Norwegian both incorporate drug detection dogs. Yeah, it's interesting because this is a vacation. Most people going on cruises for vacations, they now have cannabis vacations. They've got them in Colorado. They've got hotels that are set up just for cannabis users. They've got them in Arizona. You can take and go to Thailand. You can go to Jamaica, Amsterdam, and they'll tour you around, and you can freely use cannabis there. So I think in the future, the cruise lines are really going to have to look at this, especially with the gummies for people that are taking those for pain and sleep. They're not taking those to get high. And it's a big part of their demographics.
Well, and some of these, like the CBD, they were actually legalized at the federal level back in, 2018, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, Major League Baseball, they take $30 million a year to advertise for a CBD company now. The NBA, they allow their players to now endorse cannabis products. 70% of Americans think that cannabis should be adult use legal. When have we had that many Americans agree on anything?
Right. Yeah, that's it's so that they can actually handle listening to the yutzes in Washington talk. I'm sure.
There you go. There you go. But J-Man's recommendation is don't risk it, folks. Don't take a chance on ruining your vacation and your cruise, because many of these places you could probably get some when you're off the ship and totally be legal. Just don't have it on the ship would be my recommendation.
And you don't want to end up in a Jamaican jail.
No, you don't want to end up in jail anywhere. I've been there before for having two joints. It's not any fun.
There you go. All right, man. Jerry J-Man Joyner, his show is Weed and Whiskey. It's over on the YouTubes, and thanks for checking in with your expertise.
Anytime.